Armaments USA, the greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the fighting men of the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till it's over, over there. Okay, gang, hit that radio highway and double time at home to the USA for a half hour in your House of Command Performance, entertainment headquarters for the AEF. Built from your letters, furnished by the Special Service in Los Angeles, and decorated by the stars of Hollywood. There's room here, too, for all the United Nations. So come along, Tommy Atkins, and you folks in Australia and South America and China and Russia, and everybody who's lined up against the Axis. Come along to America and meet our commanding officer of Command Performance tonight. Fellows, here's Ronald Coleman.
Thank you, Ken Carpenter, and hello, fellas. This is Coleman talking. You know, your command performance is a great thing. I can remember when the Hollywood beauty used to say, "Yes, I'm singing for Cecil B. DeMille." But now she says proudly, "Oh, yes, I'm on command performance tonight, singing for Sergeant Melonhead Johnson and the Gentlemen of Skunk Hollow." Which inspires me to slip in a greeting to a few Marines. Private 5x5 Minnick, Corporal Frenchy Pellerin, he's the leatherneck Clark Gable, Wee Willie Wilson, who weighs 210 pounds in a dry uniform, and his pal, Corporal Pee Wee Giselli, who weighs 130 soaking wet. But let's start the festivities. As Ken Carpenter said, we're in the House of Command Performance. But we'd better move to the rumpus room, because we're kicking up quite a rumpus tonight. And to make a dent in our mountain of mail, we'd better go for a tune from Ella Mae Moss. I have all of Ella Mae's recordings at home. Selections from Carmen, Barber of Seville, and the lighter stuff from Porgy and Bess. And a much lighter one entitled The Cow Cow Boogie. But here's a brand new song, Thank Your Lucky Stars, and radio's new star, Ella Mae Moss.
How's your love life? Well, thank your lucky stars. Yes, thank your lucky stars. It's doing fine. Keep your love life as sweet as candy bars. And thank your lucky stars like I thank mine. Everybody's living your luck life, and how's your lucky stars? They won't be rationing, they don't know how. Thank your lucky stars right now.
Thank you. Men, in one batch of command performance mail is a letter from Reykjavik, one from New Caledonia, and six from the neighborhood that keeps Mussolini awake nights. And they all say roughly this, with apologies to Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. We'll call it G.I. Doggerel, or Ode to a Command Performance Sound Man. We heard you the night a soldier wrote and asked for the bleat of a billy goat. And we know all about the Navy guy who ordered that Carol Landis sigh. And a few of us had a tear in our eye when that captain heard his baby cry. And how about that character from South Dakota who wanted the sound of a scotch and soda? Well, we're sending you orders to hit the air and give us the sounds of the old county fair.
Here you are, here you are. A great big girl of corn on a stick for the day.
Popcorn, call me out of red hats, get your coffee.
Hey, right now, the greatest show on earth. It's never known, it's never known. There's something going on all the time.
Lucky, 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 lucky.
Step right up, Buck. Three balls for an eye. Win that Cupid eye.
Oh, get your cotton candy. Cotton candy. No right in your mouth.
Spin that wheel of fortune. Round and round she goes, and where she stops, nobody knows. Number 10 wins the package of that famous saltwater taffy. Okay, hurry.
Here's a letter from Corporal John P. Cahill, APO 958. Dear Command Performance, I get a kick out of those funny requests you get, and now I'm making one. You see, I'm an Irish gossoon in the good old army of Uncle Sam, and maybe some of us are hepcats and jive artists, but here's one honest-to-goodness fighting Irishman who's ordering an Irish reel. What's more, my mother in County Sligo, and God bless her, I haven't seen her in 6 years, she'd really get a thrill out of this. So call up Yasha Heifetz or Albert Spaulding and rip off the Irish washerwoman. Seriously, any good fiddler will do. Okay, Cahill, and Mother Cahill, let's jig. Tex Atchison. Now, from good old Ireland, we turn to the Red Legs Command Performance Gang at 937 and say thanks to APO 849, where Corporal Wen Warren and Sarge Pollard say, three things created by the war will never be forgotten: the Jeep, Sad Sack, and Command Performance. As kind words, gentlemen, thank you, thank you. Hello to Bunk, Slick, and Zeke in New Guinea. No, you don't sound a bit bushy to us boys, but stay away from that barracks 13. Greetings to Private Anton Gaspitch at 958. Joe and the Bull Gang at 615. Hello, Garfield and friends at 972. Grand Rapids, Dunn, and the Gophers at 825. And Canadian Corporal Bob Brown on Prince Edward Island. In honor of all of you, Command Performance proudly presents the favorite at scores of APO and FPO numbers. That distinguished actor and guardhouse lawyer, Cliff Nazaro. Cliff, welcome to Command Performance.
Thank you, Ronnie, and hello, fellows.
Cliff, I understand you're quite an authority on Army life.
You said it. Half my family's GI, and they write me all about the Army.
Well, then, let's imagine that you're Private Cliff Nazaro, and I'm Lieutenant Coleman.
Make it Colonel Coleman. I want to meet the right people.
All right. Private Nazaro, you're on guard duty tonight. Can you recite the general orders?
Yes, sir.
Recite order number one.
To take charge of this post and all government property in view.
Right. Order number two.
To walk my post in a military manner, keeping always on the alert, and observing the cannon orders felt, bringing out the cavalries, stand back when I take a gun to porpoise, and ready to fall asleep within sight of hearing.
That's very good. Now, what did you say?
I said to walk my post in a military manner, keeping always alert to face. And if a guy walks up in the master's brace, bring out the pulse, and he tries to cover him, I'll give him the cast in the pitcher crease, and I'll be sure he'll order my business. And they'll do it to you, too.
I know, but don't you think it would be better if
you... No. You see, then if I ever want to see the boys obey anything, I've got to walk on the sentinel, and he leaves me, and he says to me, if you want to read it from a password, Morse, what do you say? Well, I'm going to get myself in the place as you're in my business, Mr. Coleman. So I just can't afford to bring up the cost, bring a reel of my disalimate, and under the office of the guard only.
Well, this man is definitely officer material. Private Mazzaro, recite General Order Number 11.
We'll be especially watchful at night, and during the time for challenging, to challenge all persons on or near the post. But if someone should walk up and say, Henry, before the Meist, or should say, give the password to Maylin, and I stand back in order, my pipe was saved, who does your laundry? So I just go ahead and let him in before my post and read a brief. But if there's a little cap or post or a chant from either side, because you know the army isn't a red, they're not a Morris, then you can't afford a panic pipe with some revolver mice. So I just send them all to me, and furthermore, if I just...
Well, yes?
I say, furthermore, with every chance of me to meet, with all seriousness, Mr. Coleman, Private Base, today in the Army Base, the children case, we haven't got any called. If we have to just let the pen of all the inmates, we'll have the greatest peace in the man of Boston, and that's how we'll win the war.
Thank you, Cliff Nazzaro. For a moment there, I was suspicious. I thought he was giving me double talk. Well, at APO 929, Silver Oak Leaves Lester Henderson says, toss an orchid to our gang from Savannah, Bainbridge, Hinesville, and Atlanta. And just call us the Ack Ack Crackerjacks. Cutting over to the Atlantic beam, we're calling Privates Chamberlain and Bean at 812. And using the Golden Gate beam for a hello to old fighter control Billy Bowling and the Ginny Sims fan club on New Guinea. At APO 709, they say, what's Hollywood got that we haven't got, and we do mean Ginny Sims. Ah, yes, Ginny Sims. Well, we understand what you fellas mean, but we'll have you understand that she's here tonight. Gentlemen of the United Nations, Command Performance welcomes your girlfriend, Ginny Sims. Hello, Ginny.
Hello, Ronnie. Hi, fellas.
Ginny, when you sing tonight, you'll be answering hundreds of letters. But let's turn the spotlight on this one from Lieutenant J.G. Tomlinson.
Oh, that's the boy from St. Louis, isn't it?
Yes, go ahead and read it, Jim.
All right, I'll read the first part. Dear Command Performance, some night, try and squeeze in something for all the guys who grew up along that good old Mississippi. Because I'll bet they're all like me. They miss those moonlight rides on the showboats. Of course, we still take moonlight excursions, but in PBY boats and grooming wildcats. The point is, I'm personally aching to hear the whistle of a Mississippi riverboat. Well, Tommy, here comes that showboat.
And here's the rest of that letter. Take us all back to St. Louis for a few minutes by serving us the finest dish we can think of. Ginny Sims and the St. Louis Blues.
Well, gather around, gentlemen, and here it comes.
Woman with her diamond ring.
man that I love.
Jenny Sims, thank you. Well, men, when it comes to arguing over the world's great music, we have one school of thought represented by such names as Barbie Rolli, Stokowski, and Toscanini, and the other school of thought represented by such names as the Hoosier Hotshots, Louise Massey and her Westerners, and Skeeter Hubbard and his Cowboys. Famous graduate of the latter school is Jimmy Davis. Jimmy started out for Grand Opera, but he got detoured somewhere in the panhandle. A little mishap which helped to make the jukebox a bigger institution than Carnegie Hall. So, for Ernie Wagner over in England, Coal Ash and Lum in Venezuela, and for all you cowhands from the Bronx to San Antone, here's the author of You Are My Sunshine and It Makes No Difference Now, singing them tonight for the entire AEF. Welcome, Jimmy Davis.
Makes no difference now what kind of life fate hands me. I'll get along without you now, that's plain to see. I don't care what happens next, cause I'll get by somehow. I don't worry, cause it makes no difference now. It was just a year ago that I first met you. I learned to love you, and I thought you'd love me too. But that's all in the past, and I'll forget somehow. I don't worry, cause it makes no difference now. After all is said and done, I'll soon forget you. Although I know that it will be so hard to do. Let things happen as they will, and I'll get by somehow. I don't worry, cause it makes no difference now.
And now, fellows, a little number that's meant more to me than any tune I've had. Perhaps you'll remember it.
The other night, dear, as I lay sleeping, I dreamed I held you in my arms. But when I woke, I was mistaken, and I hung my head and cried. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. You told me once, dear, that you really love me, that nothing else could come between. But now you've left me and love another, you have shattered all my dreams.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away.
Thank you, Jimmy Davis, and thanks to your friend Jimmy Wakely, who sent the Rough Riders in to back you up. Well, men, here's a letter from an honorary member of the Navy at Honolulu. Dear Command Performance, I was here on the 7th. My daddy is a chief petty officer. I love my daddy. I love Command Performance. I love Jeanette McDonald. I remain Ray Ruth Sobeloff, age 9. Well, Miss Sobeloff, may I have the pleasure of informing you that Jeanette McDonald returns to Command Performance tonight to sing just for you. That is, just for you and a few hundred thousand of your older brothers in the AEF. For example, the Communication Glamour Boys, Nick, Joe, Doug, and the mob at 520. The men of San Juan and Greenland, Iceland and Alaska, and many more. But let's discuss that with Jeanette herself. Front and center, Jeanette McDonald.
Ronnie. Hello, fellows. And many thanks for inviting me back to your big show.
Jeanette, I have a few song requests here, but,
But what, Ronnie? Certainly you can tell me what they are, can't you?
Well, yes, but, frankly, I'm not sure you'd approve.
Oh, come now, don't be reticent. What are they?
Well, all right, here goes. Jeanette, do you sing, Minnie the Moocher?
Well, Ronnie, I really don't believe I know that one. What's it from?
Well, it's from the 37mm boys at APO27. Let's see now. Wait a minute. Here's a request from Suriname, Netherlands, Guiana. No, I guess not, no.
Oh, what is it?
Hey, chicken, what's clicking?
Well, I'm sorry, Ronnie. I don't happen to have an orchestration for that. But, Ronnie, are you really being serious?
No, but I will be. The AEF said, tell Jeanette the Indian love call is a must.
But if when I hear my
Well, men, this is Ronald Coleman speaking from America. What memories that word must have in a mud hole on Attu Island, in a flying fortress over the Ruhr, at an outpost in the South Pacific. Memories are born as tiny things and become mountains when all that you love seems left behind. But America isn't something you can leave behind. When you slipped out through the Golden Gate, America wasn't swallowed up in the fog. When the statue in New York Harbor disappeared, America wasn't left behind. Somewhere in England tonight, you're thinking of the ballpark in Grand Forks. And somewhere in New Guinea, you think of old Lincoln High School in your hometown. Of dog-tooth violets in the Mississippi Valley. The vineyards of Upper New York. A herd of Guernseys grazing on the North 40. And you think of Euclid Avenue and Michigan Boulevard. And Main Street. And you remember the Sunday morning bell on the old Methodist church. Mom's chocolate cake. Dad fussing in the garden. Great memories, but more than memories. They're a living part of you, with you, wherever you may be. Because all these things are America. And America goes along with her men.
This is Ken Carpenter slipping in to remind you that Command Performance is arranged through the cooperation of the Hollywood Victory Committee and produced for you men of the Armed Forces of the United Nations by the Special Service Division of the War Department of the United States of America.